When you start to take into account everything that's going on, and the desire for super soldiers and transhuman combination entities, the Borg, if you will, and replacement humans, and men believing they can do a better god than a better job than God at creating something better than man, an enhanced man, a man with the capabilities of the eyes of an eagle, the speed of a leopard, the strength of a giant. This is what's going on behind the scenes, and that's why the simplest answer I have for everyone, well, where are all the bones? Ask the Smithsonian that, because you can go into my book, Genesis 6 Giants, and I have 300 at least sightings of all the older, you know, when I say older, up to the 19th century, or excuse me, early 1900s, from all over Pennsylvania, Ohio, the different mound areas of people unearthing giant skeletons and femurs or the whole skeleton, or clad giants, meaning they had literally copper armor on them. And this is all over, not just in the United States, but the world. Now, I want to share this with you because this is absolutely critical. We are experiencing now the full implementation, in my opinion, of the Luciferian war on humanity. We talk about the New World Order, the Illuminati, the international elite. But what is the prime directive of all those entities? It's the destruction of 5.5 billion people.
Right. And destroy mankind.
And so it's interesting. And people say, well, why do they do that? Well, when you worship, and these people do worship Lucifer, whether the listeners, some believe in Satan, some of them worship Satan, some of them acknowledge Satan. On the other side of that, though, you know, and I get thousands of emails in a given week. And what's interesting to me is that some of them who email me, George, I can tell you by certain things they say to me, they are truly in the inside world. For instance, I had a conversation with a gentleman, less than 10 days ago, who was going into one of the underground cities that have been prepared for the elite. And he was scared. His words to me were that he was in a very high-ranking official in Goldman Sachs, okay?
Well, what was he scared of?
Well, because of what's getting ready to be released. And this guy was having some real issues because he said, I've got to warn the people. I've got to warn the people. I've got to warn the people. And I'm telling you this. I know when someone's just frightened because they can't deal with something, but I know when someone has seen something that so terrifies their soul that they're trying with all their might to warn people of what's coming. Okay, so here's what's going on. The purpose of everything that's going on Earth, the weather modification, the genetic alteration, the wars, the biological weapons being designed are to destroy humanity. And here's what I was told. This is really shocking. He said that another plan to release a global flu has already been determined. He said mandatory vaccination will be required, and anyone refusing the vaccination will go to the camps. Now, we've all heard about the FEMA camps. Obviously, Jesse Ventura did a wonderful job with Alex on it, and you know the whole...
And that was put on hold, wasn't it?
It played once on True News, and then it was taken off, but I believe it is... still on the internet, okay?
Right. Oh, yeah. It's on YouTube, I think.
Yeah. And so for those of us who've been talking about FEMA and Operation Garden Plot and all of these stories are leading to this. Now, here's the real story. When we first were hearing about the micro implant or the chip or what the mark of the beast or the chip of the beast, the thing is it was about the size of maybe 2 grains of rice and double the diameter. You remember that? You could see them any place.
Yes.
Now they've got it down to the size of a pencil point on a piece of paper.
Oh, my.
And I was told point blank that the next time we have this pandemic, and it's the reason why the scientists have been killed, okay? The reason, ladies and gentlemen, that all the dead scientists are being murdered, assassinated, suicided, is because they have bits of the puzzle. And if they blow the whistle with the credentials they have, then it exposes. Remember this, the unseen hand has their prime directive, kill and not be seen. Okay, it's the, if you will, it's the protocol of assassination. So this latest gentleman, Mark Smith, I'm sorry to jump around, but it's critical. I want to show something, how this works in real time.
Okay. Right.
Mark Smith was the number three Alzheimer researcher in the world with 405 papers published. The guy that ran him down at 2 o'clock in the morning then is found dead less than 12 to 24 hours later in his car.
Isn't that weird?
That's, well, how that works in the real world, here's how assassinations typically take place. Basically, somebody hires a cutout. The cutout then basically hires the hitter. The hitter is the person that kills the person that's the target. Then when the cutout is reasonably sure that the job that the hitter has
been
hired for, then he hires another one to hit the hitter. You follow me? Which puts the guy that killed the first guy two steps away. So basically, when the police or the FBI or anybody tries to go and follow this, they come up eventually with a dead end.
That's amazing.
So the Alzheimer's, okay, people say, why Alzheimer's? Because so many people, especially a lot of our vets, have been troubled with a lot of controlled experiments. I think one of the greatest tragedies in the history of the United States is the experimentation that's been taking place or has been exhibited or executed against the armed services. And you and I both know people that have had shots and funny stuff done to them, mind control experiments. The men who stare at goats, the 1st Earth Battalion, that was not the movie that, you know, was portrayed on the screen with George Clooney and Jeff Bridges recently. It was way deeper and way more sinister than that.
10 years ago, Stephen, I would have laughed at all this. You might have too. Not anymore.
Well, and you know, it's kind of interesting, isn't it? As you and I have been on the air together, and thank you so much for your graciousness, we've seen this thing evolve. Now it's in our face, okay? 43 million people are on food stamps. I remember one of the very first shows we did together, I said the two most precious commodities are going to be fresh water and food. Now the food is becoming more and more genetically modified, genetically altered, and people are coming down with diseases that absolutely are, what I would say this, the best they can brew in the lab at the time. All of this is preparing us for something very, very horrible. You can starve a people into either submission or you can starve them to death. The Ukrainians learned the hard way, and God bless the Ukrainians, but you remember when Stalin starved an entire major portion of the world? I think 50 million
yep.
people died. So it's not unusual for dictators or absolute cruel power freaks to starve people first into submission and then starve them to death. And what's happening in America, I want to give you something that blew my mind. I never knew this, and somebody sent it to me I've read the Bible, but this will blow your mind even. It says, the Lord has a charge to bring against you who live in the land. There is no faithfulness, no love, no acknowledgement of God in the land. Because of this, the land mourns, and all who live in it waste away. The beasts of the field, and the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea are dying. That was written a couple thousand years ago.
Listen to this crazy theory, Stephen. What if there's some religious group out there that is gone to the extreme, and that they want the apocalypse to get underway. So they're following a playbook, and they're doing this. Is that possible?
Well,
they're killing
yeah,
birds, killing fish.
Well, it is. I take it back. That's, you just basically spelled out, George, the plan of the Illuminati, okay? Here's the deal. I'll make it so simple. Satan says God didn't do a good enough job. We're going to make a better human. You don't have to worry about dying and facing eternal judgment. We'll give you a new body, genetically engineered. We'll download your entire subconscious. You cannot read. You cannot investigate transhumanism and replacement humanism. And people basically want the oldest lie in the world. Through this process of transhumanism, if you never die, you're eternal. If you have all the strength in the world, you become a mighty man of renown. And then you basically get to go on in perpetuity. But the problem is, you know, you can give somebody 98% truth and they buy into it, but the 2% is what not only destroys them. So this is what the Bible talks about, this period, the Great Tribulation. It also talks about the time of sorrows.